7:27. It's Wednesday morning and we're over the hump. It's all downhill from now on over the weekend. Elton John, right off the request line, right on Super U. U100, the station the Twin Cities made famous. 7:31 with Rob Sherwood and Michael J. Douglas. The request lines are open all the time, right on Super U. Everybody's going to sing along songs. It's 7:35. I told you that earlier. Michael J. Douglas is a moment away. And if you missed the clue at 7:25, maybe you weren't listening very carefully. You'd have to listen awfully carefully to have heard the clue, because I'm sorry, I forgot to say it. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? Here's the clue that I promised you. Clue number 18 to help you identify the U100 sound of the cities. Ready? Ready to copy? Here it is. You'll never hear it again. One time only. Remember, no matter where you are, you usually hear this sound in your car.
Have a great, great day, day, with double mint, double mint gum.
Come on, double, double, good, good,
double mint, double mint gum. It's a great, great way, way to double, double your fun, fun. Choo-choo,
double, double, good, good,
double mint gum. Have a great, great day, day, with double mint gum. Have a great, great day, day, with double mint gum.
Before I do another thing, I'll announce the winner of Amateur Minute Weather. Oh, another terrible bunch of talent.
They're all losers.
They're all losers, is right. But I got to give away the prize, and it was contestant number two who got the most votes, Bruce Kreischman of Golden Valley, who played Mary Had a Little Lamb on his phone. Isn't that terrible? Okay, Bruce, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, he was fast anyway.
Yeah, he sure played it quickly.
Yeah.
It's a great day for washing your shorts, and it's a great day for reading the sports.
Lies.
Sports.
Terrible. Oh, it's 57 degrees in the Twin Cities, 22 minutes before 8. That's right. Bert Blyleven, 1-2, scheduled to pitch for our Minnesota Twins tonight against Davey Roberts. Down at Detroit, Davis 3-0 now. Last night, the Twins edged the Tigers 5-4 in 10 innings. Rookie Butch Weingar and Dan Ford clinched the victory with homers off Bill Laxton in the 10th inning. The home runs were the first two hits Laxton has given in the American League and dealt him his first loss. Vic Albury evened his record at 1-1 by retiring the last two batters in the ninth after Detroit rallied for two runs with one out in the inning to tie the game at 3-3.
Is that Butch doing great?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for a rookie and everything like that, just come on.
Yeah.
I wish I were him. Really?
He doesn't.
Then he would be me, right?
That's right. You got to trade. University's Assembly Committee on Intercollegiate Athletics said it made a decision late last night on the eligibility of three basketball players over at the U of M, but a spokesman for the committee said the committee won't announce its decision until it's talked to the NCAA. The players in question are Phil Saunders, Dave Winey, and Michael Thompson. They're still not through with him. Coach Jim Dutcher spoke on behalf of Saunders yesterday. Winey and Thompson were represented by their attorneys. University of Minnesota basketball team hosts doubleheaders. Is that baseball? Baseball, shame on me. Hosts doubleheaders with Augsburg and Wisconsin Lacrosse this weekend. The Gophers are 27-8 on the season, with just 7-5 in the Big Ten. The Gophers split a doubleheader with Wisconsin in their latest outing Monday, winning the first game 13-6, but they dropped the nightcap 5-4. All right. In Guinness Book of World Records sports, the most chronic sneezing fit ever recorded in history was that of June Clark, 17 years old, of Miami, Florida. She started sneezing in January 1966 while recovering from a kidney ailment in the James M. Jackson Memorial Hospital, Miami. The sneezing was stopped finally by electric aversion treatment on June 8, 1966, after 155 days of solid sneezing. The highest speed, they throw in here, at which expelled particles from a sneezer's mouth have been measured to travel is 103.6 miles an hour. Look out, here she comes again. Oh, no.
Oh,
over my
shirt.
I hate
that when you start sneezing. That's terrible.
Big boxing at the auditorium tonight featuring Rafael Rodriguez of Minneapolis against Angel Garcia and middleweight Doug Demings of Minneapolis against Tony Chavarriania of Kansas City. He's from out of town anyway. I can blow his name there. Tony Chavarrian. Other bouts will feature Rick Volstead against John Fuller, Chuck Drasruski against Cookie Clayton, and a whole bunch of other guys against Bob Ryan. It's going to be quite a match there. Finally, in college fraternity sports, if you have time, a fraternity has filed suit against the trustees of Eastern Washington State College in Sheeny, Washington, for refusing to permit a filthy film festival on campus. Theta Chi Epsilon. Or is it Upsilon? Planned to show the notorious Deep Throat later this month, but the college prohibited the event on grounds it could be held liable for the showing of an allegedly obscene film. The suit contends the college action was arbitrary and violates the fraternity's constitutional rights. Besides, said one journalism student, it's a very factual and mostly historic and informative movie. By viewing it...
Oh.
By viewing it... We were hoping to find out once and for all if Linda Lovelace's grandma really went down on the Titanic. U100 weather, chance of thunderstorms this morning, clearing this evening. High today near 60, low tonight near 32. It's 57 now. Michael J. Douglas with Rob Sherwood. Where are you? Don't quit. They're not
coming. I'm leaving.
No, that's all right. Where are you going?
Gladys
Knight. Taking an airplane or going on a train?
I'm taking the train and I'm going to Atlanta. Here I go.
L.A.
U-11-744. Huh?
All right.
It's Peter Frampton, right? U-11 in a couple of moments, another look at another exciting motion picture coming to the Twin Cities. We review the flicks. Right on, Super U. Sometime soon you could win Instant Rip Me 4, Paul Simon's Crazy After All These Years album, the Kiss Destroyers LP, or Shannon, the album by Henry Gross. Look out.
Just because you become a young woman now. Oh, yeah,
you and honored Captain N. Tennille. Another opportunity for somebody to win money. Or a trip to your little part of the world as we send somebody to Hawaii this hour right on Super U.
There must be 50 ways to convert your new van. That's right. Just leather the seat, Pete. Panel the inside, Clyde. Throw in the bed, Ed. There's no telling what you can do. Carpet it red, Fred. Add a top vent, Kent. Install a bar, Star. No, just let yourself go. That's right. There must be 50 ways to convert your new van. But first, you need a van, and Rosemont Dodge has got them. Rosemont Dodge has both 127-inch and 109-inch wheelbase vans, either fully converted or available in do-it-yourself van conversions. Included portholes and top vents. Then just let your imagination go and complete the inside yourself. And what a variety to choose from, too. Whether it's an automatic or standard, power steering or manual, Rosemont Dodge has got them. All at fantastic savings to you right now. Visit Rosemont Dodge today, just south of the metro area in downtown Rosemont. Complete parts and service department, too. Bank financing available. Rosemont Dodge. Just south of the metro area in downtown Rosemont.
For the next moment on, forget every other restaurant and singles bar you've ever heard about in St. Paul, because the buttery is boogieing with Express at 6th and Robert St. Paul. I'm not going to wreck your fun and tell you what's going to happen, but it's fantastic and fabulous, and it starts the moment you walk in. So get your bod ready and come on down.
Come on.
The right people are always there. The rock music of Express is nonstop. That's the buttery, 6th and Robert St. Paul.
Now, if you know the U100 sound of the cities, call me now at 452-3333, caller number 10.
Right on, Super.